Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greetings, friends. Here's your Liam's List for Friday, January 21st, 2022. Going to kick off by saying go Niners. Yes, red and gold taking on, in freezing conditions, Saturday. Was it 5:15? Kickoff, 5:15 kickoff, Green Bay Packers. It is going to be cold, but the Niners faithful cheering you on. Second round of the playoffs. Will the 49ers make it to the Super Bowl? We shall see. It's going to be a great game tomorrow either way. Niners faithful rooting. I'll be wearing my number 42 Ronnie Lott shirt. Go Niners. Let's talk music. Charlie Puth, New Jersey pop sensation. He has a new album out, full-length album, Charlie, coming out in a couple of months. But for now, a catchy, dancey first single from the record, Light Switch. Great music video to go with it. Very cool song. And it's true to form, Charlie Puth. Catchy, dancey, poppy. More at charlieputh.com. If you love your art, you'll want to be at Fort Mason in San Francisco this weekend. Today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all manner of contemporary design and art. Add to that, the weekend festival also includes panel discussions and, of course, interactive art exhibits. Check the website for all the details, fogfair.com. Let's talk television. Ozark Season 4, Jason Bateman, Laura Linney starring in the superb multi-Emmy winning show on Netflix. The central characters, the Bird family, of course, they came to the Ozarks to get out of a jam, but they just got a little deeper. Marty skimming from the cartel for whom he laundered money. And then, trying to solve his problems in as legal a way as possible, he just got deeper. They now own a casino, yeah. But they have enemies at their door. The plot thickens. It is brilliant. It is gripping. It's uncomfortable. All those things and more. Ozark Season 4 now streaming on Netflix. Got to talk food. And as ever, now more than ever, our restaurants, they really need your love and support. It has just been a brutal couple of weeks. This latest variant, of course, a lot of people calling in sick because they're not well, and it is taking people down. Good news is, as quickly as this variant came, the feeling is it's departing pretty quickly too. So hopefully our restaurants are going to make it. We're urging everybody to just buy a certificate, order food to go visit, do what you can to support our Bay Area restaurants. Whatever your favorite one is, just be a customer just once a week. Help them out if you can. One restaurant closing after 35 years. Innovators, groundbreakers, Bob and Maggie Klein behind Olivetto, College Avenue on the border there between Oakland and Berkeley, an East Bay staple. Gosh, since 1986, can you believe it? Their annual truffle dinners led my nose there year after year. And just great people. Bob Klein, actually, a little backstory. My old show, Eye on the Bay, was previously Evening Magazine, and Bob was one of the producers in the late 70s, early 80s. So a guy who started off in television and then found his way into hospitality and the restaurant industry. His trips to Italy inspired the restaurant and inspired us all. And I have to say, I don't think there would be, without Olivetto, there would be no Flower and Water, Delfina, perhaps even Probaco. Think of all the great Italian restaurants that have popped up and doing it well for 35 years. Bob and Maggie, you can listen to my interview with Bob Just click on the link there. But wishing them all the best. Here's the good news. The restaurant will remain open as a sort of fast casual operation, but you can still enjoy their rock and pizzas, some great pasta dishes, and some classics too. So you may get lucky. For lunch or dinner, drop by. They are going to remain open as Oliveto until the new owners get settled and get up and running. So enjoy the last days, weeks, last couple of months of Oliveto, College Avenue in Oakland, right there by the BART station. And I just did the trip yesterday. Had to have a pizza. Had to have some of their pasta. And of course, Community Grains is the organization and business that Bob runs. Community Grains, feeding us good, healthy grains, educating us along the way. Anyway, congrats on the new chapter, Bob and Maggie Oliveto. Cheers. We'll continue with the food theme. A crab feed, crab season. William Tell has your crab. Yes, they do. February 5th and 12th. I'm mentioning this now because this does sell out. The William Tell House, Tamales. On those two dates, the 5th and 12th, there are two sittings, 11:30 and 2:30. When I say sittings, it's a tailgate. So you basically buy your ticket. They supply the brews and the crab, and you sit in the back of your car. Bring a little, you know, picnic table or a couple of chairs, fold outs if you can. It's such a cool experience. And hey, you may want to consider staying the night. The William Tell House, a historic and romantic inn in the little town of Tamales. Worth it if you can get a room. I would stay overnight for sure. But I'll see you there. A fun one. And thanks, William Tell. You bring it each and every year. Finally, RIP Meat Loaf. Star of stage, screen, and of course, a rock star like none other. In a league of his own, he really was. Dead at 74. Lots of tributes pouring in. You know, he probably won't want to be remembered most for it, but a lot of the kids know him as the bus driver in the Spice World movie with the Spice Girls. He was brilliant in that. He was also in Fight Club. A brilliant character. I think he even got nominated for an Oscar, definitely for a Golden Globe, a versatile talent who sold, get this, he sold some 100 million records. Big deal. He really was in many ways. But Meatloaf, may he rest in peace. Friends, that is your Liam's List for today, Friday, January 21st. Take care of each other. Enjoy your weekend. And Saturday, I shall be watching 5:15 as the Niners take on the Green Bay Packers. May they win. Continue their march to the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be great? I hope so. Have a good weekend. Cheers. The full list at kcbsradio.com. Click on Foodie Chap. You want to see the video list? You'll find that at kpix.com. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.